It's the Broncos and Steelers this Sunday for the divisional round on the AFC side, and now we're pleased to be joined by Mr. Jim Nance, who will be calling that game. The big news today, Antonio Brown not going to be playing for the Steelers. You were able to call that Bengals-Steelers game last week. Have you ever seen an ending kind of get out of hand the way it did?
I don't think anyone's ever seen an ending quite like that one. And it's really, it's a shame. You know, we were there to call it live, and was a game where it really felt like everything was kind of bubbling over and building up to that point. And, you know, we all know what happened in the end.
An official just got pushed. And now this, if this is just a penalty against Cincinnati, they're just going to make this a chip shot field goal and lose their season over it.
Now you're going to be calling Super Bowl 50. Mm-hmm. What do you remember about that first Super Bowl there?
Yeah, you're talking about the Chicago-Indianapolis game.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, is it different calling a Super Bowl? It's a little bit different, right?
Well, you know, you really prepare the same way. There's not going to be any more clips to read than I would any other week. And I'm going to make sure that I've read everything, I've met with the right people, and you put all of the drama behind it that, you know, people keep reminding you is the biggest audience for any show of the year by far, and you just try to go do what you've been doing every week. What I remember about that first one was the opening kickoff. It was returned for a touchdown by Devin Hester.
It's Hester trying to work it back to the middle. Gets past the first wave, and here he goes. It's Hester inside the 30. Hester's going to take it all the way for a touchdown.
A few weeks before the game, I felt it was important to go have a meeting with Jack Whitaker, one of my mentors and heroes from my youth, one of the voices of my youth. He had called Super Bowl I, so I went to visit him in Palm Springs, California, and his advice to me was be ready for the opening kickoff. Now, I know what Jack meant by that. He really meant that every play is a new chapter in the book, and you don't know which play is going to be the one that's going to change the game. It's going to be the play we're all going to remember.
And no flag, 92 yards.
I took it both figuratively and literally. I mean, be ready for the opening kickoff. In other words, reset yourself and be ready and focused and challenged by every new play. But I'm also going to be ready for that opening kickoff. And that opening kickoff turned out to be the only opening kickoff return for a touchdown in Super Bowl history.